Good morning. Let me begin by reading 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, and not of us. The foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men, wrote Paul in 1 Corinthians 1:25. We see this very statement acted out by men in every aspect of religion and man's feeble attempt to control their destinies in connection with the God of heaven. Nothing brings this to light any better than the verse we are considering this morning, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. Men are taking the treasure of God and polluting it until it looks more like refuge than a beautiful treasure. They want that message to come in greater forms than mere men. So they invent angels, dreams, and visions to bring their message, thus denying the power of God that brought the treasure to us. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchantman seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had, and bought it. Matthew 13:44-46. Can there be any greater treasure for one who recognizes that he's lost in sin and without hope? That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:12-13. Is there a treasure that brings more hope to a lost and dying world than the message that is found in Jesus Christ? In the second chapter of Acts, we find a people convicted of sin and were without hope. They had no idea what to do to remedy their condition. They asked, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Verse 37. Then Peter told them to repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 38. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls. Verse 41. In Acts 8 there was an Ethiopian reading from the prophet Isaiah. He was reading of the treasure that would come to a world that was burdened with sin. The place of the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." Verse 32-33. Then Peter opened his mouth, and began at the same scripture in preaching to him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water. And the eunuch said, "See, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Verse 35-39. We could go on and speak of Lydia, the Philippian jailer, Saul of Tarsus, Cornelius, and hundreds upon thousands that was given hope because of this great treasure. What was this treasure? Well, the shepherds were told, "I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:10-11. Listen as we read of one man who waited for this great treasure. "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel.'" Luke 2:25-32. Friends, Jesus Christ was and is the treasure for all mankind. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:16. This is the treasure that is so valuable to the entire race because all are under sin. Romans 3:23, Paul writes, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Paul writes to the Corinthians that, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you're washed, but you're sanctified, but you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." 2 Corinthians 5:21. What a treasure! What a message of hope! But how would God make his message of hope known to the world? Would angels be employed to bring it to us? Would he have some great plan to send messages through dreams or visions? Listen to 2 Corinthians 4:6-7. "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency and the power may be of God and not of us." God chose to send this wonderful message, this golden treasure, to man through man. Ananias is told to go to Saul of Tarsus, "For he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and children of Israel." Acts 9:15. Cornelius was told to send therefore to Joppa, and call there Simon, whose surname is Peter. He's lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. Acts 10:32. We could go on to speak of Philip and the Ethiopian in Acts 8, of the Macedonian man who called, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." Acts 16. Paul later writes to the church at Rome, "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Romans 10:12-15. I am thankful for a man named Thomas Eves. He was one of my instructors while I was preparing to preach. He took a young man and impressed upon his mind the awesome responsibility of standing before an audience and proclaiming God's wonderful treasure. He shared with us a saying that I have found to be the very core of my preaching. It reads, "Preach as though you will never preach again, a dying man to dying men." Many today have betrayed the trust that has been given to them. Even though we are weak vessels of clay, may our resolve be stronger than ever to protect what God has entrusted with us. Why did God choose weak vessels to place the wonderful treasure of the gospel in? The answer is found in 2 Corinthians 4:7, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Paul says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Romans 1:16. Let it be made known that the treasure, the gospel of Christ, is the power of God, not man's power that relies on man's abilities and devices. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:18. A gospel preacher, Bible class teacher, or personal worker should understand what great power is issued through the teaching of this treasure. I've seen the power of this message change the lives of people that were without hope, and am amazed at the changing power of the gospel, not because of the teacher, but because of the message. Listen to Paul. "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power." 1 Corinthians 2:1-4. To the Thessalonians, Paul writes, "For this cause also thank we God, without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." 1 Thessalonians 2:13. If men today would only trust in the power of God, men would be able to obey the pure and unadulterated truth that makes men free indeed. John 8:32. Jesus says, "If the Son therefore make you free, you shall be free indeed." John 8:36. It is the power to unloose the chains of sin. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:17-18. Let us be determined to remain faithful to that wonderful treasure that leads people to their Creator and onward towards their eternal home. Until next week, may God bless and keep you.